This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. They made television history with their unique brand of sketch comedy, but 2 years before there was a Saturday Night Live, many of its original writers and cast members sharpened their satirical edges on a short-lived but unforgettable radio show.
You don't have to look at pictures on the radio.
Why did they send you here?
It doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
You do have a by silly putty.
Practice yoga on the ground, or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio.
30 years ago today, the National Lampoon Radio Hour made its debut. It ran on more than 500 stations across the country. It featured a collection of writers from National Lampoon magazine and performers from the Second City comedy clubs in Chicago and Toronto.
Here's Dr. Chevy Chase with this simple test.
How can I really know if I'm a humorous person or an average run-of-the-mill I-don't-get-it type? Quickly, slit your left wrist, taking care not to cut the tendons. Repeat with your right wrist. Okay? Now, if you thought I was serious about slitting your wrists, clearly you don't have a sense of humor at all.
The Radio Hour's creators now are household names. Chevy Chase, John Belushi, Christopher Guest, Bill Murray, and Gilda Radner, just to name a few. The show ran for only a year, from 1973 to 1974. Its politically incorrect comedy scared off more than a few sponsors.
Be sure to tune in next week when the National Lampoon presents the beloved German Christmas tale, Gift of the Nazis.
A new National Lampoon Radio Hour was launched last month. One of its creators is Richard Belzer. He's best known for playing the very serious detective John Munch on NBC's Law & Order SVU. 30 years ago, Belzer was a regular on the Lampoon Radio Hour. He says nobody had any idea the show would have such an impact.
It really was like kids just trying to get away with whatever they could, not really thinking that they'd have this massive effect on the culture, and I think that's part of the charm and the rawness of it, was that there was no fear, they took no prisoners, all things were fair, open targets, and they just, you know, devoured pop culture before it was chic.
This is Harry Block with yet another of my 417 reasons why you should let us do your income tax. Reason number 110. Many on our staff are Jewish, if you see what I'm getting at.
At the beginning, it was an hour a week. That's an awful lot of time.
It's true. It is a long time, but we had an amazing team of people, this creative engine that when you think back of the names and the people involved, Belushi and Gilda and Bill Murray and Brian Doylemer and Christopher Guest and Michael O'Donohue, and it just goes on and on. We were smartasses, but we didn't realize that we were going to, you know, affect the culture the way we did.
In the cab on the way over to the studio tonight, I had a funny thought. What if Ed Sullivan were tortured? When I say tortured, what I mean is, what if steel needles, say 6 inches long, were plunged into Ed's eyes? I think it would go something like this.
You can see so many acts in their formation. You hear Christopher Guest doing his music that, you know.
What The Mighty Wind, which is out now, the early days of that, he did a song called Middle Class Blues, you know. I wish I was a Negro with lots of Negro soul. Then I could cut loose at a barbecue and still play rock and roll. So that was the precursor to the...
You do a very good Chris Guest, who in turn does a very good, you know,
one
Pete
of those
Seeger
guys,
or whoever.
Yeah, the Letterman or something. Yeah.
I wish I was a wetback on a strike in a lettuce patch, or a slant-eyed peasant with Viet Cong stashed underneath my thatch. I only ever cross a picket line to pay my union dues, to keep on singing the middle-class liberal well-intentioned blues, intention blues.
Belushi met his wife here, right?
Mm-hmm. John and I did a great bit. We did the baby Brando's, Marlon Brando and Rod Steiger as babies, doing On the Waterfront.
I changed a diaper. What's the matter with you?
Mommy! Ma! Hey, Mommy!
Go, 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 hey. Go, 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 go. Oh, wow. Listen, my brother, the grapevine says you're going to throw a tantrum.
I don't know, Charlie.
Look, kid, it's about time you got off your knees and started standing on your own 2 feet.
I figured I'd crawl around a little bit longer, you know?
Your stand-up material, your bits here are stand-up material by, you're in character, obviously, doing stand-up.
Yes.
I'm cueing your bits here.
Oh, well, what do you want me to say? Which bit?
The comedy of Patrol Officer Tim O'Malley.
Oh, right. Oh, God, I forgot about that.
The comedy of cardiologist Dr. William Tillman.
Oh, yes.
The comedy of news anchor Robert K. Chancellor.
Right.
The comedy of psychiatrist Dr. Ricky Johnson.
Yes, and I also did Father Jackie. God bless your soul and your heel. Dominus, kiss your biscuits. Yes. Nice to see you, folks.
Well, that was the running gag that you had stand up by somebody.
Yes. Like, it's all coming back. I have Alzheimer's disease. I don't remember my own material.
And now the National Lampoon Radio Hour takes pride in presenting comedy from one of the country's top psychiatrists, Dr. Ricky Johnson.
A funny thing happened to me today, but I repressed it. Send in my next patient, please. You know, you've got the mind of a 4-year-old child, and I'll bet the kid was glad to get rid of it. But all seriousness aside, life is one big joke. Either you get it or you don't. That'll be $25.
Satire's the most difficult thing to do.
No, it's true, and I think that every sophisticated culture has the potential for satire in it, but people are kind of afraid to try to do it. You know, it's clearly you're kind of debunking your own culture, shoving it in people's faces.
I'm tired of talking like this. A real cruddy accent that turns the broads off, makes everybody laugh at you behind your back, huh? L'Académie de Indianapolis de l'accent français to the rescue. That is, my friend, the Indianapolis Academy of the French accent. We teach you not a single word of the French, only the accents, oui?
I was going, how you say, nowhere in a big hurry, because, well, mon ami, because I sound like, how you say, a pig with my bad accent in English.
All right. Send $10 with your name and address to Indianapolis Academy of the French Accent, Box 411, Indianapolis, Indiana. You got it.
And here you're back for more with a new version.
Exactly. We got some young people who are miraculously picking up the spirit of the Lampoon and writing this really brilliant, savage, funny, great stuff.
Are you a Democrat? Do people call you a liberal and laugh at you behind your back? If so, your party needs you. If you are a U.S. citizen over the age of 35, have your high school equivalency, and you've never driven an innocent girl off a bridge and left her to drown, the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States is within your grasp. Call your local Democratic Party headquarters today.
So you're working with another generation now. Do they feel in any way intimidated by this stellar group that did 30 years of running comedy, it seems?
It's intimidating, but, you know, it's like if you have the chops, as we say, if you have the goods, then it's a challenge, and you're kind of doing an homage, and you're inspired by those people. So I'm very lucky to be as old as I am and be in these two generations of comedy geniuses. Was that a gibberishy answer? Made no sense at all?
Yeah. Actor and comedian Richard Belzer. The new National Lampoon Radio Hour can be heard on about 40 stations across the country. Additional excerpts from the original show are at npr.org.
Say we're smoking reefer on the radio while we're really eating cookies and you never know.
We could tell you we look great when we're really overweight.
You can get away with so much on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
So tell them what you look like on the radio. Because if they never see you, then they'll never know.
Doesn't matter if you've acne,
because they'll never know exactly
what you look like when they listen to the radio.
Yeah.